This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And look, if you missed any part of the show, the whole thing's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. If you would like to email the show, you can, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. In case you're wondering, vision has still not returned to my right eye completely after that intense nap I took earlier. The eye is still out of focus. I don't know whether this is my last night on earth being able to see. But if it is, I want you to know I'm going to be in this chair no matter what tomorrow. Look, Chris, that's what heroes do, all right? That's what heroes do. All right, now, you know, my favorite thing in the world is what? Obviously, the fart sound, yes. But my second favorite thing in the world is being right and being able to say, I told you so. Because pointing out when you were right and rubbing it in everyone's faces, that's leadership. All right, so I'm going to get back to why they want your kids broken in this Florida bill and what the GOP should do in a moment. But Chris did a little bit of digging. And funny thing about this clip, Michael did the digging? Or I already gave you credit, so forget about Michael. Chris dug up this old clip for us. And this clip actually got me this prediction. When I predicted this, I didn't know this till the fellas just told me. It actually got me banned from YouTube. So I made this prediction. And YouTube looked at it. Back in November, I made this prediction. And YouTube looked at it and said, wow, that's misinformation. He's banned. Listen to this hugely, hugely talented dude named Jesse Kelly from back in November.
The end goal of this is obvious. It's obvious to anyone paying attention. The end goal of this, the pharmaceutical companies are lobbying the government for a reason so hard. The end goal is annual vaccines every single year. It's a subscription model. It's an automatic cash payment to the pharmaceutical companies every single year. That is their end goal. The pharmaceutical companies have no desire to end COVID-19. The pharmaceutical companies want to end COVID-19 the same way the Democratic Party wants to end racism in America. Remember that.
That was Jesse Kelly from back in November. This is the Pfizer CEO from over the weekend.
You think that we will every fall have to prepare ourselves for a booster shot with COVID just like we get a flu shot?
I think so. Many variants are coming, and Omicron was the first one that was able to evade in a skillful way the immune protection that we were giving. But also we know that the duration of the protection doesn't last very long. So what we are trying to...
Okay, let's pause there for a second. I'm actually going to play this whole thing, but one, that was him obviously proving me right. Two, that last part, the part I cut him off on, the duration doesn't last very long. And I'm going to play the whole clip for you, and he's going to talk about a fourth dose, so don't worry about me cutting him off, but the duration doesn't last very long. Okay. This is the CDC director. I have someplace I'm going with this. This is the CDC director.
So much of what I did is I would look to guidance and say, well, where is C3? Where's the evidence missing? How do we make this decision? And that's really where I sort of sought to get evidence. How can we inform new decisions? You know, the rejection of evidence in this moment, I certainly hope that's not long term. I do think that there's this unique divisiveness that is not in this moment, that has not helped us.
Unique divisiveness. Okay, this is also the CDC director.
CDC's guidance is public health, right? Mm-hmm. We provide guidance that has to be implementable in New York City and Navajo Nation and rural Montana and Guam, right? That's the spectrum of our public health recommendations. And increasingly through this pandemic, people have wanted our public health guidance to say to them, can I visit grandma this weekend? And so that's, you know, it's very, and you know, I have equated it before to, like, nobody goes to the CDC guidance to say, can I have the fries at Shake Shack today? And but that's what they really want from us in this moment.
It's so funny. Look, We don't know about the evidence. And look, they just want to eat at Shake Shack. Ha ha ha, it's a joke. And the Pfizer CEO says what? These things don't last very long. They keep wearing off. Now, all that's fine. I take that back. It's not fine at all. But all that would be fine if, while they were destroying lives who didn't take the vaccine, we were informed of that. I don't know about you. I'm not going to let this go. I feel like it was, check my watch, about 5 minutes ago, the president of the United States and every jerk who works for him told us we were responsible for the pandemic because we were unvaccinated. Do you remember? Pandemic of the unvaccinated. Pandemic of the unvaccinated. We were blamed for every single pandemic. Chris, you have it?
This is being called a pandemic among the unvaccinated.
This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
A pandemic of the unvaccinated.
You get it. You get it. They called it a pandemic of the unvaccinated. They told you you were kicked out of the military if you didn't take it. They told you. Remember, they brought back segregation in New York City. No. You don't get to eat here with the rest of us, you unvaccinated swine. They told you you couldn't travel here. They didn't want you to travel there. They were talking about interstate travel restrictions for the unvaccinated. How many healthcare workers across the country are now out of a job because they're unvaccinated or took it because they couldn't afford to be out of a job? And now we're hearing things like, it wears off.
You think that we will every fall have to prepare ourselves for a booster shot with COVID just like we get a flu shot?
I think so. Many variants are coming, and Omicron was the first one that was able to evade in a skillful way the immune protection that we were giving. But also we know that the duration of the protection doesn't last very long.
I swear, maybe there's something wrong with my headphones. The vaccine you insisted everyone get or told them they were murderers, quote, doesn't last very long? Now, if you're a kind person, naive person, you would step up here and say, well, Jesse, they didn't know. Yes, they didn't know. So if you don't know, then you don't push. I don't get to sit there and hand my son a parachute and tell him, jump. And he jumps out and the parachute doesn't work. Oh, whoops. Sorry, buddy. I didn't know. Best of luck. Hope you land someplace soft. No. You're going to threaten someone's livelihood and in many cases take away someone's livelihood and blame them for death? You better know. You don't have the luxury of saying, take this or you're fired then and now saying, oh, whoops, guess it doesn't protect. That's not how this works. You better be awfully sure before you start pulling that crap. I told you where it was going. It was obvious to everyone who wanted to see. And the only people who couldn't see didn't want to see. All right, I promise you I'd play you the whole thing. Here's the actual whole clip. I won't cut it off again. I got mad.
You think that we will every fall have to prepare ourselves for a booster shot with COVID just like we get a flu shot?
I think so. Many variants are coming. And Omicron was the first one that was able to evade in a skillful way the immune protection that we were giving. But also we know that the duration of the protection doesn't last very long. So what we are trying to do, and we are working very diligently right now, it is to make not only a vaccine that will protect against all variants, including Omicron, but also something that can protect for at least a year.
So you've seen some of that data on a fourth dose, a second booster shot. Mm-hmm. You think it will be necessary?
It is necessary, a fourth boost right now. The protection that you are getting from the third, it is good enough, actually quite good for hospitalizations and deaths. It's not that good against infections, but doesn't last very long. Mm-hmm. But we are just submitting those data to the FDA, and then we will see what the experts also will say outside Pfizer.
They're just submitting the data to the FDA. Don't worry, they're just submitting the data. I can't imagine what the FDA is going to do. Remember that clip? I believe this was yet another Project Veritas clip where they had the guy at the FDA tell somebody, the pharmaceutical companies and the food companies, they just pay us huge sums of money to put people on our board who will approve whatever they want us to approve. Let me tell you, there's no mystery. It's going to get approved, and they're once again going to tell you have to do it. Now, again, I don't care about your vaccination status. Are you at least an adult, adult enough to admit you've been lied to time and time and time again? You don't get the luxury of saying, take this or you're fired one day, and the next day saying, oh, whoops, this thing totally wears off. No, 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 no. That's not how it works at all. That's not how it should work. All right, I will finally take some phone calls. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. Boys are on spring break right now. Guess what happened yesterday? Boom. Annie's Kit Club shows up at the door. Once a month, Annie's Kit Club sends a box. It's just a little box, about the size of a shoebox. You open it up, or I should say your kid opens it up. They're all excited. It's like Christmas morning. And what do they find? A bunch of little bags and different things, and they don't make sense at first when you're looking at them. So you have to pull out, your kid pulls out this top secret mission envelope, and they open it up, and they have a top secret mission, and it tells them how they have to assemble these things and how they have to follow instructions and learn about stuff. And for your child, they feel like James Bond and MacGyver mixed into one. But your child's sitting there learning, not staring at a screen, not zoning out at idiocy, having fun, learning how to think. And now, if you go to annieskitclubs.com/radio, you can get your first kit up to 100% off. annieskitclubs.com/radio.
The Jesse Kelly Show. This better man
hails. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And look, back to what we were talking about earlier, about the kids and why do they go after kids? Why are they so adamant about teaching your kids to hate themselves and their country? Seems weird, right? People can't figure it out. Why are they so adamant about teaching your second grader that he can be trans if he wants to be? It's because they want your kids broken. A broken person is perfect for the communist. He's always known that. That's why he always knows and cheers for more death and misery. I believe it was Mao who said the words, there is no construction without destruction. Mao knew it. Destruction in and of itself is the goal. That's why they destroy. Well, if you destroy everything, it's hard to find someone to join you in that. That's an ugly cause, right? Who wants to destroy everything? Someone who's broken, angry, desperate. That's when you find someone who is willing to go along with that crap. All right? All right. Hey, Minivan Kelly, I really like your idea about nachos, about the queso on the bottom. Okay, pause real quick before we go on with the email. This is obviously a heavy hitter, an important one, but listen. When people make nachos, I mean if you're at, you know, a party and there's a nacho plate or a nacho bar, the temptation is to follow the crowd and go and put all the chips on and then put on all your meats and jalapenos and everything else you put on, or sour cream if you're a gross person, and then at the end to take the queso and pour the queso over the top. This is dead wrong. Dead wrong. You take your plate and the queso goes down first. The queso is the base. Then you put your chips and your meats and everything else. Why? It allows you a dry finger grip on every single chip. You get a dry grip. Instead of coming up with just the nasty fingers, then you got to look around and see if anyone's looking before you lick your fingers. If they are, you have to keep wiping your finger on your napkin. You know what I'm talking about. And it prevents the chips from getting too soggy. Sorry, I get fired up about these important issues. He goes on, my whole gripe about nachos is restaurants will pile them up and only the top layers have any topping, when what we need is wider plates and more nachos spread across more area. No more tower of nachos with no toppings. Stand with me. I 100% stand with you, and here's the problem. Here's the problem. First of all, and I hate doing this, I'm going to add a little disclaimer to this, in that remember something. If you have talked to any business owner at all recently, I talked to another one this weekend, they cannot find employees. They can't find employees. Therefore, whoever shows up is who they've got. What does that mean? That means your local restaurant manager, car wash guy, whoever it is, he has a bunch of turds on the payroll he would love to flush, but he can't. He can't because he doesn't have anyone else who will show up to work and replace them. What am I saying? You're probably going to get some subpar service in the coming year. All right? You just are. Try not to gripe out the manager every time. I'm not saying pay for bad service time and time again, but do keep that in mind. All right, so let's just keep that in mind while we move forward here. However, back to the nachos. There are two restaurant traditions that drive me up the wall. First, I brought it up earlier, the singing happy birthday to someone. I have no idea how and when this caught on. But it is so bizarre to me because it is miserable for everybody. The person getting the song sung to them is miserable. The people at the table, they think it's funny because they called the waiter over. However, the entire rest of the restaurant is miserable and dying for it to be over and dying for them to shut up so I can go back to hearing myself think. Everyone agrees with this universally. You watch, my emails tomorrow will be full of this. What, Chris? Okay, that's an exception. Chris brought up the mariachi band. They used to have this Mexican restaurant, I don't know if it still exists, called Chi-Chi's, and they would pull out the mariachi band and bring you out a big fat sombrero and fried ice cream. And okay, that doesn't count, Chris. I'm not talking about the mariachi band. I'm talking about the standard thing. Everyone hates it, and yet every restaurant does it. It's amazing. But the second worst tradition restaurants do is this. You order food. When the cook... he gets the nacho order. The cook thinks the nacho order is a throwaway dish. It's very obvious he does. It's very obvious they're going to take some time with your fettuccine Alfredo. Maybe if you order a steak, whatever you order, they're going to take some time and do that right. The chef gets the order, sees nachos, and thinks, oh, nice, a throwaway. And what does he do from there? He grabs a gob of chips, chucks them on the plate. Clearly, I mean, it's like he has his eyes closed, just grabs a bunch of toppings, chucks them in one spot on top, and hands out the nachos. Restaurants? Nachos are not a throwaway order. They're maybe the most critical thing on the menu. Don't shake your head, Chris. Nachos, they're critical. Treat them as if they're critical. All right. I'm going to take a couple phone calls reluctantly. Larry in Oklahoma, go.
Hey. What happened to the convoy? We got guys that spent lots of money, their own money, coming across the United States to make a point, and now the convoy got swept under the rug. You don't even know where it's at. You don't know if it's in Washington, if it ever made it. Hey, you know, they deserve some coverage. They're rooting for everybody in America. So, you know, where's the coverage on it?
Where are they at?
Exactly. Where are they at? I know they made it to Maryland, and I think they was going to get to the capital of D.C., but where'd they go? No one will report on them.
I don't know. Where'd they go, Larry?
It's not just about mandates. It started out as mandates.
Yeah, you see what I mean? You see what I mean? Where'd they go? I don't know. And they had the National Guard set up to stop them from getting to D.C. Do you want to know my thoughts on the American truck convoy? And everyone remembers how in on the Canadian one I was in. You want to know my thoughts on the American one? Here are my thoughts on it. Oh, crap. We ran into a break. Hang on. I'll give you my thoughts on the truck convoy. Hang on. The Jesse Kelly Show. I'll get back to the emails and calls here in just a second, but someone just called, didn't know anything about the truck convoy, and wanting more people to talk about the truck convoy, me talking about the truck convoy, the one in America. Listen, you know what I feel about truckers, as I've said 1,000 times. They run this country. Nobody appreciates them at all. They run the country. And you know what I thought about the Canadian? Here in America, that trucker convoy heading to D.C., I have no doubt it's a bunch of patriots who are fighting for this country. But what have I told you 1,000 times before? 1,000 times before. Go look at what's happening right now to the January 6th people. Did you see what just happened with that Trump supporter who got shot in the face and he's dead? It was on camera. You can look at a video. I would not recommend looking at a video of it. It's ugly. Shot in the face. Gone. You know what just happened? Prosecutor dropped charges. January 6th defendants. No criminal history. Still rotting in a gulag. Why am I not talking about the truck convoy to D.C.? Because you, me, nobody on the right is safe going in to a communist-run urban area now. This is not 10 years ago when they were just Democrat cities. We now have communist activists at every single level, from prosecutor to judge. You are in danger. I am not encouraging you to go because I don't want you to get locked up and never see your wife again. These people are evil who run these places. I know the truckers are great. I don't care if that convoy goes all the way across the country. I would love it. I'd cheer for it every step of the way. If I saw them on the highway, I'd be out there waving and cheering myself. I don't want them in D.C. because I'm worried they're going to get arrested and we're never going to see them again. It's happening right now. Do you not? You understand? You do understand the Department of Homeland Security, the DOJ, the Director of Intelligence. We just had classified documents released from March of 2021 where they got together and tried to figure out who the biggest domestic terrorist threat is in the country. And you know who they thought it was? People who were concerned about the last election and people who were mad about COVID restrictions. They think you're a domestic terrorist. I don't want you doing it. That doesn't mean I don't agree with fighting for freedom. And I don't agree with peaceful protest. Man, these people will put some feds in the crowd and fire that thing up and have you thrown in a clink for the rest of your natural freaking life. We've got guys, these January 6th protesters, we just lost another one. No criminal history. They were going to throw the book at him. He just killed himself. I'm worried for you. It's not that I don't support you. I'm worried for you. Big time. The people who run these communist cities now are evil, and it is open season on you, Jack. You want to go in there? You better put on a Black Lives Matter shirt and loot a Foot Locker, or you're in serious trouble as somebody on the right. I'll tell you that much. Serious trouble. I'm worried about you, and I feel like it's irresponsible. Like the same way I do when kids email in the show and they say, Jesse, should I do this and do that? And what do I say every time? Ask your parents. Or when people say, Jesse, should I quit my job because of the vaccine requirement? What did I always say? Man, I can't tell you to give up a paycheck. I've been out of work. I know what it's like. I feel like it would, as bad of a person as I am, it would be irresponsible for me to sit behind this microphone and encourage you to do something that I think is dangerous, especially if I'm not right there with you. And I'm not going to be right there with you. I'm not. I'm in Houston. I'm in the burbs. I'm surrounded by a sea of red, law enforcement and otherwise. I'm fine. You are going into the belly of the beast. Be careful, all right? Prayers are with you. Be careful. All right, a couple more emails here. I'll get some phone calls in a second. Jesse, Chris needs a raise. Dropping Dome saying, imagine the future right after you deadpan five guys killed me. I had to laugh so hard. I laughed so hard I had to stop operating my excavator. Well played, boys. Well played. He says I can say his name if I read this on the air. His name is Larry. I love running an excavator. We always called him Hose. Like it was short for Traco, Chris. Gosh, it was short for Traco. What is wrong with you? Grow up, Chris. But yeah, whenever we were talking about an excavator, that's the, look, for people who don't know, it's got tracks on it, like train, like tank tracks. It's got tank tracks on it. It's the best way I can explain it to people, okay? Tank tracks on it, and it has one long arm that reaches out the front, and it has a big bucket on it. And we used it because we did construction. Ours was underground construction, water and sewer line. So you'd have to dig way down deep, and you'd pull out the hoe. Quit, Chris. Grow up. Hello, Jesse. I'm a U.S. Army veteran, and I ETS after 8 years as a staff sergeant. I chose to leave because the wokeness of the military was beyond belief. A lot of people criticize me for leaving a good career, but I feel I did the right thing. What do you think? His name is Anthony. Of course you did the right thing. You signed up to serve. If you don't feel like you're serving something any longer that is along with your values, then you did the right thing. Not telling anyone to get out, but you got out for that reason? Shoot, yeah. Johnny in Jersey, go.
First off, Jesse, I got to tell you, my little Bun Buns Angel loves the Annie's Genius Box. She got her first box this weekend and went all three projects through her secret missions.
I told you that thing's cool, right?
Yeah, she did circuits and she was able to actually, she was able to take a single battery and put the double battery pack onto it and boost the light setup on the LED that she was doing and make it light up the whole room.
Yep.
The truckers, God love them, stay away from D.C. I'm a truck driver, been doing it for a long time, and there's not much support for us, and there's not support for anybody on the right in a leftist-held town, you know what I'm saying? Then also, please do a history segment on Hue, the biggest battle of the Vietnam War, and that's the reason why there's so many Medal of Honors, and God bless Sanchez.
Amen. You know what, Chris, write that down and remind me. That's the next history thing I'm going to do. I can't do a history this weekend because I have a wedding, and I can't do a history thing the following weekend because I have to go to, it'll be sweet, St. Louis. I'm going to go up to St. Louis and party with the radio people up there and do an event and everything. It's going to be sweet. But after that, I'm going to do Way City. A lot of people don't know about the Battle of Way City. And the thing of it is, it was Vietnam battle, but those guys who went in there, the Marines who went in there, they didn't have urban warfare training. It wasn't that kind of fight. That kind of training didn't exist. And I've explained to you before, urban warfare, it is brutal, man. It is brutal. It's very, very difficult. Dave in Jersey, go.
Hey, I agree. I saw Doug Sittel, Sittel, on Google. In the YouTube caption, murder dragged to 14 minutes. At 15:48, Judge Guzman says he's going to...
I have no idea what that guy's talking about. Diane in Brooklyn, go.
Two things quickly. You were talking about con and chemtrails. You didn't understand what they were. Is that still the case?
Yeah, what are chemtrails?
All right. Contrails are condensation trails. This is the difference between hot and cold air. This naturally comes out of a plane, and it lasts for seconds. It's like a white trail that lasts for seconds. Contrails, on the other hand, are chemtrails. Are chemical trails where they shoot out this white stuff that lasts for a long time. They used to make big X's, if you recall, and mostly it's aluminum strontium, which is in rat poison, and something else, and it's called geoengineering. It's supposed to block the sun rays, but I'll tell you something. At night, it forms a band around the Earth, and it keeps in the heat, so it's...
Listen. I need to clarify something here. Chris, did we get that dropped in time? Listen, apparently we have to do a PSA here. We have to do a PSA. Listen, this is a family show. No, there are two things, actually. This is a family show, and this is a terrestrial radio show. Yes, they podcast the show after it's done on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes, but this is not a podcast. Not a podcast. This is a terrestrial radio show. It's on like 200 stations across the country. It is illegal for you to cuss on the show. We can't play it on the air. We have to drop the call if you cuss. That's one. Two, even if this was just a podcast, and we were allowed to do that, because if it's just a podcast, you're allowed to do that. Even if we were allowed to do that, I wouldn't do it because this is a family show. Kids listen to this show all the time. We don't cuss on the show. This is a show you can listen to with your kids in the car. You can leave your kids in the car. Don't do that, by the way. You can leave your kids in the car and leave the show on. And I promise when you come back, they won't have heard anything you don't approve of. Do not cuss on my airlines. All right? All right. Now, listen, before we get to headlines I didn't get to, let's talk once more about Mantis. Mantis X. You remember that email I read you? I get these emails day after day after day after day about people telling me what? Hey, I'm getting better. I never believed it. I'm getting better. You don't think you're getting better. When you dry fire at home with Mantis X and they're putting you through drills and they're giving you feedback, you don't know. You think so, but you don't know. And then the next time you go to the range, you will be astounded how much better you are. Get a Mantis X system. You can practice in your home without firing a shot, without spending a dime on gas. It's what the Marines use. It's what the Special Forces guys use. You want military-grade technology? It's right there. Just attaches to your weapon. It's cake. Go to MantisX.com and get one today, all right? MantisX.com. We'll be back with headlines.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
The Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, the whole thing could be available on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and leave a review talking about how handsome I am. I think I should probably update everyone on how that came to be. The show, remember, it's only been around a couple of years. And when I started doing it, the suits started saying, hey, you need to try to get people to leave us good reviews on iTunes. And I said, okay. So I thought it would be funny to make the reviews about something that has nothing to do with radio at all. I mean, no one even knows what I look like. It's a radio show. I shouldn't say no one. I mean, you can look me up, but it's a radio show. So I thought it would be funny to do something dumb, like talk about how handsome I am on the reviews. I mean, who would talk about that on a radio show? I thought that was hilarious. They didn't actually think that was that funny at all. They wanted it, oh, it's brilliant and everything else. But people kept doing it, and they kept doing it and kept doing it. And now it's become a thing, and I don't even know how many there are now, well north of 1,000. It's so stupid. And to this day, I'll get friends or relatives, they'll finally look at them and say, hey, have you seen the responses to your podcast? It's all about your looks. I thought this was just a radio show. Oh, gosh. And look, I think that's funny. I don't know why. I take pleasure in that. And everyone's all up in arms about this today, about Anna Navarro going on The View and saying this.
Yeah. And I think DOJ, in the same way that it is setting up a task force to investigate oligarchs, should look into people who are Russian propagandists and shilling for Putin. That's being, if you are a foreign asset to a dictator, mm-hmm. it should be investigated.
People are mad. Oh, that's crazy. Well, I understand being mad, but please tell me you weren't surprised. You understand that almost every liberal you know thinks just like that, right? That's how these people are. Communists locking up their opponents and doing much worse after that. That's how they've always operated. I'm not mad about it. Look, if I'm ever made dictator of this country, I'm going to lock up Anna Navarro. It's just bottom line. First day, she's going to prison. Sorry. That's how you have to treat communists. That's just the way we have to play. You can be mad. Don't be surprised. Make sure you understand what you're up against. All right. And I've brought this up before. I'm going to bring it up again real quick here. Charities, nonprofits. I even hate using that word, nonprofits. You know, I did that for a year, right? I was involved in that world. I know what that world's like. And I'm telling you, it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. The amount of just fraud in that world, the amount of people who are just existing in that world, playing on your emotions and the things you care about to line their own pockets, it's a lot of them. It's not abnormal. It's the norm. So when you find a good one, when you find a good one, you hang on to them. When I talk about Tunnel to Towers, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, it's not just because I love the mission, you know, care for widows and orphans kind of thing. You're paying off mortgages for Gold Star widows. They're building them homes. They're building smart homes for veterans. It's just awesome. The money goes where you say it's going to, or where they tell you it's going to go. Go to T2T.org and give $11 a month, all right? T2T.org, Tunnel to Towers, $11 a month. All right? All right. Without further ado.
And now.
Here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Social isolation linked to poor health outcomes, according to the CDC. Recent report found social isolation associated with about 50% increased risk of dementia, 29% increased risk of heart disease, and 32% increased risk of stroke. Ways to address our health. That's according to Monica Gandhi. Well, actually, it's according to the CDC. She was just reporting what they said. As I said time and time again at the beginning of the COVID lockdowns, they weren't just crazy from an economic standpoint. They weren't just crazy because it does nothing to stop a respiratory virus. They were crazy because it's bad medicine. It's bad health. And yes, Chris, that's a great Bon Jovi song. We're not going to talk about that right now. It's a great song. Don't take that back, Chris. COVID-19 to become a seasonal virus, the CDC director expects. Wow. It's just going to come and it's going to go and it's going to come and it's going to go. It's like Kamala Harris. Australia suspends not proportionate forced vaccination requirement. You're watching the countries of the Western world now You're watching the countries of the West now begin to lift their requirements. As they do this, don't make the mistake of letting them off the hook. Don't make the mistake of letting them just get away with abusing you for the last 2 years and you somehow now being expected to be grateful that you're not being hit anymore. That's not how it works. There has to be a reckoning. Teachers union will force LA kids to wear masks even as the mandate ends. Get your kids out of government schools. Disney CEO Bob Chapek grovels to the LGBTQ employees. I let you down. I am sorry. It is pathetic how much of America's corporate world is beholden to the various communist street groups. It is pathetic. Black Lives Matter out front, better grovel and say sorry. The LGBTQ Air Force people, man, better tell them how gay you are. Uh-oh, the feminists are mad. I love women. It's pathetic. Start treating society's losers like losers. HBO owner Warner Media sees merger with Discovery closing before July. Oh, gosh. Well, that's just going to be one big ball of suck. Biden aide to meet China's top diplomat amid Russian tension. Okay, the last time Biden's people met with China, they actually gave away our intelligence to China about Russia, and then China promptly took that intelligence and went to Russia with it and told them what we had. Can we please just stop meeting with China? None of you people are ready to meet with China, okay? They're smarter than everyone in this administration, which really sucks. Jake Sullivan, the U.S. will defend every inch of NATO territory as Russia strikes Western Ukraine. Yeah, I'll believe that when I see it. Look, they all talk tough now. The problem is there's talk and there's action. And when America was internationally embarrassed with that pathetic Afghanistan rollout that got our guys killed, when America was embarrassed, the world's wolves were watching. The world's wolves watch when America embarrasses itself. All right? All right. Now, remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Love the emails. We'll get to some more of them tomorrow. Keep your chin up. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.